Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling the radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're gonna start a new life under the sea.
So, am I gonna drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and coming up, we're going to talk to Single Scott, who has taken a trip down to the Florida Keys, and I believe is going to be the first member of Wreck Trek. He is actually heading down to partake in a new experience they're offering in the Florida Keys, where you dive from Key Largo all the way down to Key West and take in all the first world-class wreck sites that they have available there, from the Spiegel Grove in Key Largo all the way down to the Vandenberg in Key West. It's going to be quite a little adventure.
It certainly sounds like it. I'm interested in the details of how that works. If you just stay on board a boat and just go from dive to dive to dive, or if you do this a la Neil Watson and just stay underwater and they just swap out your tanks.
Yeah, no, it's not the world's longest dive, 66 miles underwater on scuba. No. That's what Neil has.
So it's not going to be that.
I think there's plenty of surface interval time in between these wrecks. Because some of them are a little bit more deeper than others. But they are issuing a passport, a Wreck Trek passport that you pick up, I believe, at either end. And then you get each dive or each wreck site stamped. And then, you know, you have a nice little
souvenir.
Or, I don't know, maybe you get a little pendant or ribbon.
Medal. Nobel Peace Prize.
Some kind of
accolade. They hand those things out like candy.
Do they? No, they don't.
That's what I hear.
Not that. Not, this is something you have to earn. It's like a merit.
Oh, okay.
It's like a merit badge.
No, I meant
a
Nobel
merit badge.
I meant a Nobel Peace Prize.
Way harder.
Okay.
Way harder than one of those. But I digress from my political stance on current events. Let's Single Scott on the line. Let's make Scott. Are you down in Key Largo now or what?
I am on a boat about 100 feet above the Spiegel Grove doing an interval.
Oh, okay. So you're above the Spiegel Grove right now. What, on Captain Slate's Atlantis Dive Center's boats? Is that
who you're diving with? Captain Slate, we're up there. We're the only boat here.
Nice.
The seas are really nice. The visibility was pretty good for the Grove, about 100 feet. And it's just, we saw big turtle and parrotfish, and it was just wonderful.
All right. Now, there are people that hear you. Remember, Scott, we're a national show here. So there are people that dive quarries in Wisconsin. And they hear you saying, visibility was pretty good for the Grove, only 100 feet.
Right.
Well,
how spoiled are you, Single Scott?
I've never dove a quarry, so I can't compare, but yeah. I'll tell you, it's a beautiful day down here in the Keys.
Well, hey, that's what bragging rights go along with being a Florida diver. Hey, come on, that's part of the mystique.
It's not a myth, and it is the absolute truth. If you have the opportunity to take a dive vacation, I don't know if there's a better time of the year to take a dive vacation in the greater Florida area than October. The water's still warm.
This trek has just begun. You know, we're only in our first day of diving, and we have 10 more days to go.
Yeah, explain this whole Wreck Trek thing. I think I encapsulated it okay, but is that how it starts? You're starting in Key Largo, and you work your way down all the world-class wreck dives that they have in the Keys, or what?
Exactly. We're going to dive here for 3 days. We're going to dive the Duane tomorrow. We're going to dive another wreck off the Captain Slade's place on Monday. Then we head down to Marathon. We're going to dive 2 or 3 days down there. Then we head down to Key West. We're going to dive the Vandenberg down there. We got it covered. We are diving.
Yeah, okay. So in Key Largo, over the next couple days, you got the Spiegel Grove, which you're on right now. And you got the Dwayne and the Bib, which have been down for many years and are really nice wrecks in their own right. But and then you Marathon, you got the Thunderbolt. And then are you doing the Adolphus Bush? Is that what it's called? I don't think I said
that. Well, we're going down there with Hook, and wherever they take us, I'm sure it's going
to
be great.
All right, yeah, Captain Hook's at a Marathon. They'll definitely take you to the Thunderbolt. And who knows, maybe you'll sneak in a lobster dive there, too, if you're lucky. But you got some real cool dive sites right out of Vaca Cut there at Marathon. And then it's down to Dive Key West, where you'll go out with those folks. Jackie and the gang, maybe he'll take you out and you'll dive the Vandenberg.
Yeah, we're doing that on Friday.
Nice.
Now, you said 10 days.
He's extending.
Well, the whole trip is 10 days. I guess we're going to, with our travel, we drove down yesterday. We got a really nice hotel that Captain Slate set us up with, and we're diving 3 days here. Then we're going to take a day off. Well, we might stay here Tuesday. We're trying to find a place to go out. And then down Marathon Wednesday, Thursday.
Now, you're also kind of doing double duty here, right, Scott? Because, you know, singlescott.com, the website, you go there. Scott's actually looking for a dive buddy, a dive mate. To travel around the world, you know, someone to complete him, I guess, in a way, right?
Yes, to enhance my diving experience.
Exactly. So
you had me at it's free.
But how are you feeling? You think that you might actually find a connection while you're down in the Keys?
Well, there's actually a possibility on the boat today.
Well, oh, really?
Yes. Yes, very nice young lady from Italy.
Oh,
good. She doesn't speak English. Nice.
Well, does she speak English, Scott?
Yeah, we'll see.
Does she speak English?
No.
She speaks the international language.
Exactly. Big smile. That's all that matters.
Yes.
And there the need go. For a green card. This is the other thing.
Check out my leaning tower.
Well, that makes you look a little better.
I got a leaning tower of Pisa for you to explore. Okay, so, well, they're lucky.
You know what? Captain Slate's got a treasure hunt going on this month, too, you know, on the 25th.
Really?
Yeah, they seed the I don't know, wherever they're going to go dive with these little medallions, and if you find one, you cash it in, and you get prizes.
Well, what's that all about?
Why don't we talk to Captain Slate about that a little later on?
Okay, yeah. We'll check in with him on that. But you're at the Spiegel Grove right now. You're getting ready to dive in for dive, what, 3 and 4?
I just finished 3. We're doing our interval, and we're going to dive 4.
All right, now, the understanding I also have is that there's a passport that's involved with this whole operation. Do you have one of those in your hands yet?
I have only heard of them. I have not seen one.
It's a legend. He has to complete the wreck trek.
He has to complete his first wreck dive day.
That's right. Today's only our first day, so maybe we'll get it stamped when we get done. We're coming back tomorrow. We're going to get an early start tomorrow and go out to the Dwayne. So, we should just be doing great.
Got it. Now, is Captain Slate helping you with the ladies, making the connection thing, too? Or
I think Captain Slate is drinking.
What? He's not on the boat?
He is not on the boat.
Ah! I'll tell you what, that's not a good combination if Captain Slate is drinking.
Well, he said that I looked competent. Now, I don't know why he would think that, but, you know, he let me out on the boat with Captain Scotty, and we are just up here, and we are just having a great time. Sun's out. It's a gorgeous day.
All right, cool. Well, Scott, enjoy your wreck trek. I know you're going to have a great time. I've dove with every one of those operators from Captain Slate's. Obviously, Captain Hook's down there in Marathon. They're going to treat you right, Bob Rooney and the gang. And then, of course, and say hi to Hillary there. And, Captain
Hook. See Hillary.
And then Jackie down in Key West. So, you know, I've planted these seeds for you. You hear what I'm saying, Scott?
Okay, you set me up, and I have to complete the rest of the test.
Exactly. But just remember, if you end up making Jackie or Hillary one of your love connections, I get my hands on that 10 grand, right?
If we get married.
If you get married, $1,000 a year.
For
up to 10 years. It's all there at singlescott.com. Check it out. All right, Scott, enjoy Wreck Trek. We'll look forward to hearing your report next Saturday, my friend.
Okay, I'll call in again Saturday.
All right, take care.
Okay, bye.
There you go, on the Spiegel Grove. Ready to die.
That's just fantastic. And we do have some advice that Captain Slate gave to Single Scott, singlescott.com, just before he took off.
What was that? Oh,
and I think I think that sums it up.
Yeah, well, that would do it. That would do it. That's Captain Slate's mating call, and it's worked for him many times. I hear
Yeah, I once personally... he was accidentally married to a walrus for 3.5 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's enough. I'm getting a little nauseous.
Wow.
Actually,
I got to clean some of the equipment.
Just so we're clear, that really is Captain Slate. And God bless him. I don't know, maybe we can have him recreate that magic live on the telephone if we can hook up with him later.
Well, if Single Scott is correct about what activity he's engaged in this afternoon, that may happen by accident.
I just hope they don't have a, you know, on-site emergency there at the Spiegel Grove, because that's the emergency recall signal that Captain Slate uses. And it works. You can hear it for miles. So it's
clearly
way more safety conscious than banging on the ladder with a lead weight.
You know, a lot of people, there was a large contingent of people that wanted that to be a part of the tsunami early warning system out in the Pacific. But
The only downside, it has a tendency to attract whales, mating whales, because that subsonic frequency that it resonates on, you know, the whales go nuts for it.
I hope you're listening to this on HD, people.
Exactly.
And headphones.
Yes. All right, so yeah, Rec Trek. It's a new thing that they're doing down there.
That sounds fantastic. We're gonna have to check in with Scott with Slate on this. But you don't have to do it all at once.
No,
it's a good thing you can go and you can take in a dive one weekend and maybe go do two of them and come back 2 months later and take in a couple more.
Right.
And yeah, it's just a great deal.
Actually, I think you have to do them all back to back. No,
really?
I don't know. I have no clue. The plan is they're launching it at the DEMA show here in a few weeks.
Right.
But when I told Slate and the gang that we're going to send Scott down here to do a little recon for Scuba Radio, he said, you know what? Let's hook him up and we'll make him the first official
Rec Trekker.
Yeah. So I'm not sure if that's the case, if he ends up being the first one to get his passport or not, but it's a new thing that Florida Keys is launching, and they'll be promoting heavily there at the DEMA show, which is the big diving event coming up here in Orlando in a few weeks.
And it just goes to prove that, you know what, you come down to the Florida Keys, there are a lot of great dive operators. They're willing to work together to make diving a great experience for everyone down there in the Keys. And there's plenty of diving to be had.
Plenty of diving and plenty of loose women. And that was the other big attraction that Scott was looking. Well, not necessarily loose women. He's actually looking for a mate. He's looking for a wife. So
right. In between, he's willing to take Miss Wright now, but he is looking for Mrs. Wright.
Exactly.
Yes.
So if you're in the Florida Keys this week, just know Single Scott is on the prowl. He's looking for a wife to take with him, travel the world. I mean, he's done quite well for himself.
Yes.
And he's literally looking for a dive buddy that wants to share some of these amazing experiences he's been having, whether it's Rec Trek or going to Saba or Fiji or wherever else he may tag along with us on some of our trips.
There are some things we don't spend enough time talking about, and it's why Single Scott has so much time to travel around and do this scuba diving. Check out the website, singlescott.com.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, and the man. Yes, we've connected with Captain Slate, the man behind the madness down there at Captain Slate's Atlantis Dive Center. After talking to Single Scott, he's ready to dive down onto the Spiegel Grove. Captain Slate is back on shore, avoiding all possible conflicts.
What's unusual is that normally we have a guest on the program. We've called them and asked them if they'd join us, but Captain Slate said he heard the Slate signal. And knew that we were looking for him, so he called in.
Yeah, Batman has a light.
Yes,
has a spotlight. Captain Slate has a. Yeah.
Every time I hear that, I know you're calling.
Exactly. How you doing, Mr. Slate?
Hey, I'm hanging in there, buddy. It's absolutely beautiful. Your crew's out on a second dive today on the Grove. They're just getting their fill of that big old ship.
Yes. Well, Scott was just on, and he would definitely he was tickled pink, I think, for what he saw already. And he can't wait to get down there and do some more diving on the Spiegel Grove, and I guess get his first stamp and his Rec Trek passport. What is that all about? What's going on?
Once the Vandenberg went down, it made our keys complete with wrecks from Key Largo South, and although we want more, it fairly represented us, all the seven shipwrecks that we've sank over the last 25 years. Of course, 87 started with the Duane and the Bibb, and then we went down the Keys, and we sunk the Thunderbolt in Marathon and the Eagle in Alamorada, then the Bush, 5 years ago in Big Pine, and then now the Vandenberg. And then, of course, before the Vandenberg, in 2002, we sank the Grove. So we have seven beautiful intact artificial ships and sitting on the bottom, and only two of them are on their side. And so it's a wonderful thing. And I invented a logbook and have it printed. We printed it up with pictures and a brief history of all the ships.
Nice.
Four colors. And we have the it's not a, what it is, they dive three with us, the Duane, the Bibb, over time, whatever time period they can get here, the Duane, the Bibb, and the Grove.
Right.
And then they go down the Keys and dive the rest of the shipwrecks with whoever they like to dive with, a commercial dive operator, and they get their official stamp in a logbook. And when they do all seven, they come back and they win a free trip with us for two dives.
Well, that's fantastic. I didn't realize there was a prize at the end.
No, I didn't either.
There's the two tank dive trip for two people at the end. And if they dive the old shipwrecks, we call them up here, the Ben Wood and the City of Washington, and Mike's wreck with us, they get another free dive.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, there you go. That's a little added value that we didn't expect. But I thought it was just for accolades for accomplishing, you know, a pretty cool little adventure down there.
We had actually heard, Captain Slate, that there was a passport, that you got stamped in the passport, and that you would get a medal and a Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah, absolutely. Nobel Peace Prize, as soon as you walk in the store, we give them out for anybody.
Doesn't matter what's happened.
Doesn't make any difference at all. Just for being a diver, that's good enough for me.
Well, you know, the thing is, too, with the passport, they offer free cavity searches as well.
Yeah, but I do select the appropriate ones, but yes, I do them all myself.
Oh, okay. So that's in Key. That's not in Key West. I thought that was down in Key West.
No. I picked the ones up here in the Key West. They take in either one.
Oh, God bless you, Cam Slate.
Yep.
So, yeah, no, it's a cool thing, and that'll be officially, it's like kind of, is this kind of like the soft opening of Rec Trek going on right now, and then you'll launch the big hubbub or marketing push there at DEMA?
Well, the entire Keys, in conjunction with the TDC, are going, all of us at DEMA are going to launch it, but this has been my little idea since the ship hit the bottom in Key West, Vandenberg, and it's just taken me all summer to find time to do it. So I went down and researched all the history of the ships, which I had all of them at one, and we printed it up on a nice four-color logbook, and we give them the logbook.
Very nice.
And it's just something to get excited about the Keys. And, of course, we're supporting, our store by doing this, everybody down the Keys, which is the way we do it. I mean, I have business cards of other dive shops in my store, so when they come in and want to dive these ships anyway, I give them to them.
Do you find it easy to work with these other dive shops? Everybody working together on this?
Yeah, I do. I don't think anybody, especially nowadays, is going to turn down any business. And all of us follow the safety rules that Cato has set out. And some shops do it a little different than others, like downline rigging and what have you. But yeah, everybody does it pretty much the same, and we work together with everybody. I mean, I go down and dive the Vandenberg with different shops in Key West just so I can go out there and bring my people to them.
Yeah, it's the Keys are the Keys. You got to dive them. CaptainSlate.com, 1-800-331-DIVE.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
The Florida Keys have a lot going on right now with Rex Rex. Our good friend, Alex Brilski, who's also, I believe he's like editor-in-chief of Dive Training Magazine. He literally wrote the, you know, he wrote the book on diving. Patty Diving Encyclopedia for Recreational Diving. Alex Brilski wrote that book, or was the author who put together that training manual that you have to read and know a lot of the material in it. If you ever want to be a Patty dive master, which leads to dive instructor. And Alex is, you know, he's involved in all different aspects of the dive industry, but he just took a new position at the James E. Lockwood School of Diving and Underwater Technology down there in Key West. And congrats to him because, you know, we were just talking to that lady down there in the Keys in Marathon. Oh man, I'm spacing her name. Whoa, I can't believe it.
Oh, I just call her Sweetie. She likes
okay,
it.
Okay, Sweetie. She knows who I'm talking about. I'll get it right. But she was, we stayed in her condo down there in Marathon.
Oh, where,
who was
we?
That? Yes.
What do you mean?
No,
we
you
white
on that
man.
Trip. That was me, James, and CJ. But anyway, James E. Lockwood School of Diving and Underwater Technology. He's going to head up for. Or help out the Marine Science and Technology Division as a professor for the community college there. So that's a cool thing. We're going to check in with him in a couple weeks. And congrats to Alex for taking on that new position. He's
excuse me, Professor
more than
Brilski?
Qualified.
Professor Brilski?
He's a PhD,
Brilski?
Dude. He's always been a
doctor,
PhD.
Dr. Brilski.
Yes.
You know what PhD stands for.
Right.
Yeah, piled high and deep.
No, y'all know. He knows his stuff. He wrote the book on diving, Bill. Come on.
I understand that.
You're saying you're not going to give him any respect. Is that
I will give him plenty of respect when he's here, but if he's not here, screw him.
Okay, he's listening right now.
Damn.
And
yes, Dr. Brilski, I apologize.
The appearance that we had scheduled for 2 weeks from today.
That was my disrespectful 20-year-old son, Eric.
Has been
I can't
rescheduled.
Believe him.
Oh, brother.
Scuba Radio.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Well, Joe, he's all smiles and fun till we get out on the sea. About the time the waves start rocking is the time his face turns green. Even when the weather's nice, no matter how smooth the ride, you'll always find my buddy Joe hanging off the side. So I said, Joe, sick and heaving on the crew. I wanted you to know that I appreciate you too. I know that you get seasick, but I'm sure glad you come. You're not just my buddy, you're my chum.
Oh, I get it.
That's right. You're not just my buddy, you're my chum.
All right. Yeah, that is
somebody's
the scuba.
Somebody's got to feed the little fish.
Yeah, well, that makes it a fun dive when they do. Brings more in, for sure. That is the Scuba Cowboy. You can check him out, justascubacowboy.com. Pup Morse, good friend of Scuba Radio, will be performing as part of our little song and dance routine there as we open the DEMA show each morning here in Orlando.
And it's fantastic to have a song and dance guy when you're doing your song and dance routine, because otherwise it's just me stripping.
No, well, no, that's the dancing part. He's just the singing part.
Okay.
He's the song part.
Right.
Your stripping is still...
Yeah, I know. Discouraged.
Still
I know.
Been banned.
Banned, I think, is a strong word, because I don't think that this is actually going to hold up, because Judge Reinhold is not really a judge.
Okay.
Restraining orders signed by actors do not really hold as much weight as you think.
But I got this piece of paper from Judge Judy. And she's legit, and she's really mean. Okay, what is this? Who's dialed up 888-88-SCUBA-BILL?
It is someone who has identified themselves as Patty 7926.
Okay, it's like a James Bond kind of thing?
Kind of like that, only without the cool 00.
You're on Scuba Radio. Welcome. Who's this?
Hello there. Is this a new show I'm listening to?
Okay. It's a new
I think it's great.
It's
I
a new
tuned in
show.
By accident and on my AM dial, and I heard a little guitar riff, and I heard your scuba diving radio show.
Yes.
And I said, well, let me try this number. And I called up, and I identified myself as my Patty number.
Ah, okay, fair enough.
And you put me through, so it's fantastic. Where are you guys located?
We're based out of Orlando, Florida, and all. We're everywhere.
Look at that. Well, I used to live in Delray.
Yeah.
And I have dove at the Keys, and very few dive spots in Florida I've gone through. I went to the Homosassa Springs and, you know, that
did,
kind of thing.
Did the whole manatee thing there.
Yeah, I did the manatee. I actually touched them underwater, and they really took off like a jet.
Yeah, well,
they can move.
They can cruise. Absolutely.
Yeah, it scared me a bit. I jolted from that.
So where are you at now there, Patty 7926?
Yeah. Where am I at now?
Yeah.
Jersey.
Jersey, of course.
So, well, you know,
had that little
the signal's faint here where I got you, where I have you dialed in. Now, I didn't even look at the dial, but
yeah, we're actually coming in on the fillings in your teeth.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm sorry?
Turn your head.
Yeah, we're coming in on the fillings in your teeth, Patty.
Oh, okay.
7926.
Yeah, well, I don't have amalgam, so I'm lucky in that regard.
Yes.
All right.
When are you broadcasting? When are your hours of your show?
Well, it's every Saturday from 3 to 5. Obviously, we're on the air right now. You've figured that much out, and God bless you for it, Patty 7926. I feel very awkward calling him that.
I believe it's a computer program.
But he lives in Jersey, so you know, that's his alias.
I'm guessing. Smart for that. Of course, in addition to being able to hear us live all across this great nation from 3 to 5 Eastern Time, we're rebroadcast 3 times each weekend, and you can go to scubaradio.com, check out the podcast.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
I dove with sharks and sailed with a friend. I'm gonna go back again and again. I was living it up down under.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show.
I was living it up.
I wanna go
down.
Well, everybody does. They wanna go diving down under, whether that's Australia or just going on a dive. It doesn't matter. It's all good. It's all wet. And we know things are better down where it's wetter. Now, Neil Watson is on the line. I know he has a lot on his plate. He's been traveling. I was in the Bahamas last week, his stomping grounds, but he decided to go a little further south.
He went down under.
No. He went...
it's down under us.
Okay. I don't really like the way that sounds. It's Brazil. Mm. I was with a Brazilian swimsuit model, and he was actually in Brazil.
Surrounded by Brazilians.
Yes.
Surrounded.
Now, yeah. How many people live in that country? I hear it's Brazilians.
Oh, 180 million.
180 million people live in Brazil. That's a big country.
That seems wrong.
It is a big country.
Largest Portuguese-speaking nation.
I think, has about 12 million. And they have to have 50 million cars. I mean, any time you're on International Drive or anywhere on 95 and the traffic is bad, it's like a Sunday afternoon cruise compared to São Paulo.
Really?
Unbelievable.
So did you go to São Paulo, Brazil, just to make yourself feel better about your hometown, or what?
Absolutely. Yes. Well, that and the bathing suits or lack of.
The amazing what?
No, the bathing suits. Here's what you don't understand.
Yeah.
Brazil has 180 million people. About half of them are female.
Right.
This is a true statistic. 45 square yards of material is all the material used in all the bathing suits worn by 90 million Brazilian women. Am I right?
That's close.
That would be on par with what Kelly brought on our liveaboard last week. She had 32 bikinis and a little handheld purse.
Yeah, and a sandwich bag.
Yeah. We thought it was she'd packed her own fishing line, but ends up those were her bikinis. 32 she brought on board last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, a Brazilian is never going to go overweight on luggage with their bathing suit.
Well, no. Not with bathing suits.
Shoes, maybe.
Shoes, forget about it.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, but God bless them for their swimsuit attire. We do appreciate their contribution to the world in that arena. Now, Brazil. You went down to Brazil for fun, for diving. What, Neil? What's going on down there?
Well, the Bahamas has had a big push on promoting the Brazilian market for the Bahamas, and South Florida is doing the same thing. It's a huge, huge shopping market, South Florida. There's like in the summer, roughly 300,000 Brazilians come to South Florida just to shop, big wads of money, to go to Sawgrass Mills Mall and shop. So
I got to say,
it's an affluent country.
Yeah, it's very, like you said, there's a lot of people there, and they travel to Florida quite a bit. You know, we're based out of Orlando, Florida, and I got to say, my only experience with Brazilians is seeing a large group of them at Disney World, followed by some big yellow or bright orange flag. So do they... Is that how they travel down there in Brazil?
Well, they come in for Disney World and then shopping and then back to Brazil. But we're trying to get them to come into South Florida and then come over to the Bahamas diving. Actually, they're already a big market for the Bahamas for diving. The liveaboards have a lot of Brazilian groups. And 15 years ago, my biggest wholesaler was out of Brazil, not the U.S., for groups to the Bahamas. The unfortunate thing is after 9/1, the immigration restrictions, U.S. immigration, the visas became very difficult to obtain, and it became such a hassle to get into the States to get to the Bahamas, it really slowed business down.
Yeah.
But that being said, a lot of the airlines go from Brazil to Cuba, and the Bahamas has no problem with travel in and out of Cuba, so they can come into Cuba and then go into the Bahamas and bypass South Florida and the States. So that'll eliminate the visa problem.
Got it. Okay, so you got that option for them in the Bahamas. What about in Brazil itself? What about the diving? I mean, you're in São Paulo, which is landlocked, I'm guessing, right? Is there not much water right there?
São Paulo is, but there's some great diving. Noroia is an island. It's almost like, in a way, kind of like Galapagos. I mean, they only allow so many people in there, and limited number of tourists at a time. And the diving is supposed to be spectacular down there. I haven't had the opportunity to dive it. My next trip down, I'm scheduling it. There's a guy that has a really, really nice liveaboard. Actually, Jerry Beatty from Dive Training was down about 4 months ago and did some diving and was very impressed with it.
Really? Okay. Well, hey, maybe we'll have to catch up with Jerry at the Dima show. That's a place I have to add to my list. I haven't been to Brazil. I've met, like I said, I met Kelly, and if that's any indication of what to expect when you go there, Well, I may need to add a year or two to that trip schedule.
It's
not too bad.
Actually, we've got, we're doing a fam trip after DEMA, the day after DEMA, and we're flying like 50 retailers and wholesalers over to the Bahamas to do a little site inspection for two or three days, do some diving. And we've actually got a group of 12 or 15 Brazilians coming over for it as well. American Airlines just started a big dive club and working with some of the big wholesalers down there. So after DEMA, they're coming over to the Bahamas. So, maybe if you got nothing to do, you can come over and check it out.
I have absolutely nothing to do, Neil. Look at me.
He's dropped everything. I've never seen anyone do that.
He's busy right now, I understand. Apparently the little guys are still swimming, huh?
Oh, they're swimming. They're swimming everywhere. I got to try and keep them corralled.
Hey, look at it this way, Neil. 18 years from now, you'll have another hottie to go after.
I thought of this during the break. For the first time in my marriage, I've now got a child who is further in age from my wife than I am. Think about that for a second. This is the first time in my marriage that I've had a child who is further in age than I am from my wife.
And that's an achievement you're proud of?
No, actually, it's kind of cool when they were all closer in age than I was.
Good point. I don't know.
Got a lot of high fives. A lot of high fives coming to me at, all the school functions.
Sure.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
We got to
get down.
To Brazil, I think that'd be fun to go diving down there and check it out. Kelly was actually telling me on the liveaboard last week, Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, told me that the diving and the area of Brazil that she is from, which is São Paulo, by the way, it's very beautiful. They got waterfalls and caves and all kinds of cool stuff like that you can do on your surface interval and the diving, and maybe that was the area Neil Watson was talking about. And that area of Brazil is exquisite. So who knows? I might have to add that one to the list. I will wonder. I do wonder out loud here, Bill.
Yes.
I've been doing a lot of traveling lately.
Right.
And I don't know. Is it the Brazilians that clap when you land in an airplane? Or is it the Puerto Ricans? Or there's some group that it's their part of their culture?
Well, if they travel together, and you're not traveling from Puerto Rico.
There's no, these people don't know each other. I know.
Okay.
It happens when a lot of times when I land in Miami.
Okay.
You'll land, and as soon as you land, as soon as the wheels touch down, you'll just there'll be a small group of people start clapping. Like, what the hell's going on?
Maybe
here?
It's people that fly Southwest, because when I fly Southwest, I applaud every time we land.
But that's after a joke. He usually, you know, says, "Whoa, Nelly!"
Yes,
you
yes,
know, or something.
Yes, something
he
like
does
that.
Some kind yes. of tenant goes crazy.
Yes.
I like that. But no, they just applaud. It's something in their culture, and God bless them for it.
If you know the answer, if you belong to a culture which applauds when you land in an airplane, send an email to Greg@scubaradio.com.
It has to be Brazilians, Cubans, or Puerto Ricans. That's
how
what
many
I'm
Cubans
guessing.
Do you know? Where are you traveling?
Well, I'm saying
you're flying with
it happens
Cubans.
A lot when I'm in Miami.
Okay, well, a lot of Cubans don't fly into Miami.
And, you know,
they come by boat.
The thing that made it really confusing on the last trip when I flew in from the Bahamas to Miami is when they applauded, I stood up and bowed.
I can see where that would be a problem.
Yeah, and they didn't really appreciate that.
No, because you're supposed to keep your seatbelt in the fully locked position.
Is that why?
Until the plane comes to a complete stop.
Okay, maybe that, I thought maybe.
And be careful, because things may have moved. In the overhead beam.
I just assumed it was for me, but maybe it wasn't. But I don't know.
If there's applause when you leave, then that's for you.
Oh, maybe that's what it was. We finally get off this plane from this moron. Get away from him. All right, that'll do it for this week. Remember, it's always better
down where it's wetter.
Good diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.